USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's Christmas Eve, and it's time for NORAD to begin its annual tracking of Santa Claus as he delivers presents across the world. While appearing Friday on Fox and Friends, Commander of the U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Van Herk, explains how his agency started tracking Santa.
When a department store advertisement printed a wrong phone number, that phone number actually rang in the Continental Air Defense Command headquarters, and Colonel Harry Schaup answered the phone and realized really quickly that it was a young child looking for where was Santa Claus. He continued on the rest of the night answering calls from that errant phone number.
Few tourists are expected for Christmas Eve celebration in Bethlehem's Manger Square. Israel effectively suspending foreign travel following the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic and the recent surge of the Omicron variant. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's still worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many stores are open Christmas Eve to accommodate last-minute shoppers. Don't put off your shopping for too long because many retailers have reduced store hours today. Walmart, Best Buy, and other retail chains will be closing by 6 p.m., and many grocery stores will be closing early as well. The Unabomber is being treated at a prison medical facility in North Carolina.
The Unabomber was out of jail for a short time. Ted Kaczynski has been transferred from a federal supermax prison in Colorado to a federal prison medical facility located in North Carolina. He's now 79 years old. He's been in prison since 1976. He was convicted of sending a series of mail bombs between 1978 and 1995 that killed three people and wounded nearly two dozen. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is promising to purchase up to 500 million at-home COVID-19 test kits and make them available for Americans by early January. Many critics of the president are criticizing the administration for not anticipating the high amount of testing ahead of the holidays and making these tests available sooner. One critic, Georgia Congressman Buddy Carter, tells Fox and Friends First that getting these tests out sooner should have been a top priority.
These tests are not going to do us any good 6-8 months down the road. We need those tests now. That's what's so very important and so vitally important.
A congressional subcommittee is looking into natural immunity from COVID-19.
Earlier this week, a select subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis held a remote hearing examining global coronavirus vaccination efforts. Here's some of that exchange between Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio and Dr. Marty McCary, a physician at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
If I can be honest, Representative Jordan, I don't think they want to know the answer. It would undermine the indiscriminate vaccination policy for every single human being, including extremely low-risk people.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.